They're introducing a bill that calls on the mental health department to take a look at deinstitutionalizing a number of people, as I understand it. Is that a fairly accurate way to put it?
Yeah, it's a fairly accurate way. It's just try to create a transition plan for all the people in the state-run rehabilitation centers.
Is your goal to eventually empty all these places out and close them?
I think that's going to happen on its own fruition. They're not allowing any new people to move in, and with the aging out of the population, it's continuing to decline. And what we're seeing is, in bad budget years, all of a sudden we're going to close one because we can't afford it, and then these people have a couple of weeks to figure out their life's going to change drastically. And when you look at it, we might as well put a transition plan in over the next 5 years to transition this out rather than wait for bad budget years.
So get it done now before people have to be forced to do it and then have very little notice that it's going to happen to them.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, you're just going to get to the point where you can't, you know, operate these facilities with only a small population within them. It just, you know, it'll be costing $1,000 a day per person to run these. And the state won't be able to do that, so let's look 5-7 years down the road and prepare for it rather than just spring it on them, you know, one day in 2014.
I hate to use the word industry, but that might not be the proper phrase, but hasn't this field been moving in this direction anyway for the last several years?
It has, and it continually will. There's been 12 states that have completely done away with their institutionalized centers, and that's kind of a relic of the past of how you deal with people with severe developmental disabilities and delays. So we have been moving in this direction, but we haven't been planning for it as much as I would like.
I remember when Governor Blunt proposed closing Bell Fountain, there was this storm of protest. A lot of people were saying that some of these folks in places like this simply cannot exist outside an institutional setting. Can these folks exist outside an institutional setting, or are we going to have to maintain at least some kind of minimal institutions under your...
No, I think that they can't exist outside of an institutional setting. Like I said, there's been 12 states that have completely closed every single one of them and are providing all the services in the community. When it gets to the point of where it's costing $500-$700 a day, where it eventually is going to get to, right now your most expensive are up $550 a day. You know, you could go and build a brand new home in a community with every possible amenity you would think of a need for a person with developmental disabilities, and staff it 24 hours for far less than that. So you can provide the services they need in the community, and that's what a lot of other states have been doing for a while.
It occurs to me, and I think you've probably seen this in your own area, that whenever somebody talks about putting some kind of a residential facility within a neighborhood, there's often neighborhood opposition. Is part of the planning for this going to have to be looking at ways to get beyond the neighborhood opposition to establishing facilities for these folks within communities?
Well, I mean, they're already there, and it's just educating the public that, you know, we serve, you know, 20-some thousand people in the community, I think, in the state, and we serve maybe 650 people in institutions, in HAB center. So, you know, we are currently doing that now, and just by transitioning out the remaining population, or as if they continue to age out of the system, they're already getting these services right now in communities all across the state.
I don't see in the summary of the bill that I'm looking at a date by which you want this study completed. When would you like to see it done?
Well, I'd like to have it done within a year, and then have a 5-year transition plan established for all residents. So, you know, granted, understand that
Yeah. Are you there? Did I lose you?
If we have a meeting, this is what your options are. You know, let's take a whole entire year, look at the entire population, talk to them, talk to their guardians, and then say over the next 5 years, this is where we would like to transition to.
What kind of an expert do you want? You say expert here in the bill summary I'm looking at. What kind of expert should this be?
I mean, just someone that has dealt with this. You know, someone that understands the community, understands the provider of a provider side, understands what kind of services they need to define. Someone that just understands all of this and the numbers of the system as well. That understands what the reality of the state budget and how expensive it is to keep these centers open. So someone that just really understands the whole thing, not just a number cruncher and not just a 100% patient advocate.
Why not just ask the department to do this instead of bringing some kind of an outside expert?
Well, I think when you bring in the outside expert, then you don't have the political side of it that ties in. And as you saw in 2005 in Matt Blunt's State of the State, this became a huge political football. And it shouldn't be. It really should be what's best for the individuals, what's best for their transition and planning. And you know, you saw just this past budget with the Nevada Hab Center and how, you know, that was closing, then it wasn't, then they're building new things and they're not. It just got tossed around like a political football, and that's what we're trying to avoid.